club is not approached by anybody. I am not approached by anybody. It's fake news. Players, staff, coaches, everybody committed and looking forward for the rest of the season. I have another year contract. Anything else is speculation, and that's the last time I comment on anything on that. Let's talk about football.
What a position you find yourselves in with seven games to go. You've done so well so far, but you can achieve so much more as well yet.
I don't like your butt in your question.
I'll take the butt out.
No, I think you summed it up. You're in a very good position. And I always said I saw a light in the tunnel by getting players back. And you saw already Pondy on the bench. And you see this week Westburn on the grass and Wolford on the grass and playing minutes against Tuesday, where we did really, really well against the Championship side. And we had a good week. I'm optimistic, not only for Swindon, I'm optimistic for the run-in of the season.
Can you still catch Bolton?
I can understand that you asked me that question, and I'll be very kind, and I will answer you the question. 74 points, that's what we're looking for, and we want to get them as quick as possible, and then we see what is possible after that. But first and foremost is seven games to go, how quick we can get 74 points.
And with 74 points, do you think that will be enough to get in the top six to be in the playoffs?
I don't know where that takes us, but 74 points is a good, realistic target. And when we get them, we're aiming higher.
And defensively, you've played so well this season. I think you've got more clean sheets, haven't you, than any other team. 4 out of 5, Nathan was saying. That must give you a huge amount of confidence.
I'm a striker, so I was very proud that we had scored nearly in every game for long, long, long spells. And that we had goals scored every time. And obviously, we conceded too many, like I said that many times before, especially in the beginning of the season. So we find a way where we had the balance very good over long periods, what made the run like we had possible. Lately, we was a little bit short up front because of strikers has been not available for us. We needed to play two or one more or less every game. And our strength was very much the rotation system, especially up front, where we always had two new ones in for nearly every game. After 60, 70 minutes, two new ones came on, and I think that caused a lot of problems. We will get the balance back because we're getting players back. Wes will be available very soon for us, and Devante is already working very hard on his comeback. And that makes me really, really optimistic in the run-in.
And you have a lot of young players here. Just how influential could Nathan Pond, with all his experience, be right now?
Yeah. Nathan, I think even Martin Wolford had not played so much for us. He'd come back. He's training well. He played well against Preston. He has been there. He did it. And I think that is always beneficial for a group like us, where not many players had been in that sort of situation. And the experienced players, they have a big role to play.
And your next game is against Swindon. It's at home. They're in the bottom four. They're battling for survival. And they had a good win against Millwall. So how tricky a game is this likely to be?
It shows the league. Swindon, I'm not saying it because we play them. Every team has its own characteristics. Swindon, they have players who cost £2.5 million. So they have a value. And they only have that value because they did something really good in the past. They have talented players. They have the best goal scorer from last season in their team.
Josie.
They have Gladwin in there. They have Ubika in there. They have talented players. But that's also the reason why they're where they are. And we need to be sure that we are focusing on ourselves. That's what we do. And just doing it, try to doing it better than we did against Bury. We welcome back Conor McLaughlin, who gives us a nice balance in our team, and we try to win the game.